Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Defendants seldom take the witness stand in criminal trials at the advice of cautious defense attorneys, but an alleged terrorist plotter from Everett is speaking directly to jurors in federal court in Boston. WBUR's David Boeri reports on the testimony of David Wright.
The shackles came off before the jurors could see them, and the towering 28-year-old, of whom they've heard so much, none of it good, much of it damning, now became a voice and a personality. "Have you said things in support of ISIS?" asked his attorney, Jessica Hedges. "Yes," he answered. "What do you think now of what you said?" she followed. "I think I sounded like an idiot. The stuff I said was horrible, and, I'm ashamed of myself." The pitch of his voice seemed higher than his size suggested. He was well-spoken, calm, intelligent, well-presented. The jurors have heard and read all sorts of violent, hateful language collected from Wright's phones and computer. He has talked of killing and injuring Americans, the kuffar, the unbelievers and infidels. He has discussed beheading Pamela Geller, who sponsored a cartoon contest making fun of the Prophet Muhammad. He's argued there is no difference between soldiers and citizens in America. They're both enemies. "Why did you say these things?" Hedges asked her client. "Back then it was like a distraction for me," Wright answered. "I created like a fantasy world to distract me from my real life at the time." Now came self-reflection from a man who portrayed himself as a former 530-pound, quote, morbidly obese, unemployed couch surfer living with his mother and obsessed with violent video games like Mortal Kombat. In testimony that made one imagine the witness chair turning into a couch, Wright said ISIS became an escape. In the ISIS propaganda fantasy world, all these fighters were physically fit. Wright described himself as an attention addict. He distributed violent, horrific online videos of ISIS butchery and promoted ISIS ideology, not because he believed in it, he said. "I didn't," but because the trolling made him the center of attention. "It was like standing on a soapbox, spewing the most ridiculous things left and right. It was just trash talk, a quick fix for attention." Among the workarounds for the defense is the fact that one of Wright's associates was his uncle, Usama Rahim, who was shot to death by police after he attacked them in Roslindale in June 2015. The jurors have heard a tape of the phone call Rahim made to Wright that morning to tell him he was going to kill some boys in blue. "I didn't think he was serious," Wright testified. "I never thought they were taking me seriously." Wright began to cry. "I didn't want my uncle to get hurt. I was so deluded and self-centered, I could not see beyond my own need for attention." All tubs must float on their own bottoms, and so too for defendants. Those who take the stand must endure cross-examination. Gentle questioning by Wright's lawyer gave way to harsh questioning by prosecutor Stephanie Sigmund. "You had 92 videos on your computer," she asserted. "Yes." "And the vast majority showed ISIS killings." Answer: "Correct." "Those videos inspired you." "No." "You watched a pilot being burned to death 5 times, referring to the ISIS execution of a Jordanian pilot. "You had discussed the fatwa against Pamela Geller before Rahim bought the knives." "Yes," he answered. "ISIS had called for Geller's beheading. And, to make things real, Sigmund pulled the 3 long knives out of a box to remind the jurors this wasn't a world of fantasy. And then she played the secretly recorded phone call in which Rahim tells Wright he's going to kill a policeman. "Where does it say you were joking?" the prosecutor demands. "Wright? Nowhere." Question: "He told you he was going to attack the boys in blue." Answer: "Yes, he did." "You told him to pursue martyrdom." "Yes." "You told him to write his will." "I did." A smile on the prosecutor's face when court ended indicated she was looking forward to more cross-examination today. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.